We're joined now by Jerry DePoto on the Venue Kings hotline. And Jerry, we were just talking. It's been so tough to watch kind of at the end after holding it together for so long and just seeing some of the pitching and things running out of gas here. It's been really frustrating end to a really, really competitive season for your team.
Yeah, you probably could have stopped it. Just a frustrating season. And we have largely remained competitive for the most part throughout, and which I think is kind of remarkable, all things considered. But it has been a frustrating season from spring training with the onset of injury through April and May when we at one point had 11 pitchers on the DL to here in September when the Twins seemed to leave the back door open and we decided we didn't want to walk through. So, you know, it's been a very frustrating season, and all that being said, our position hasn't really changed a whole lot in the last week or 10 days, and all we can do is control today and show up and play hard tonight and see what happens.
Jerry, let me ask you this, because we've talked a lot about the pitching injuries and using 17 starters and how historically ridiculous that is to go through that, one of like 20 teams in baseball history. Let me ask you from a different perspective. What have you learned about your team and the team you've put together in spite of some of those pitching injuries this year?
I learned that at least for the time being, we have the makings of what I think is a very good roster for 2018. I can only look forward to a pitching group that includes Paxton and Felix and Mike Leake and Erasmo and perhaps Drew Smyly and Andrew Moore and Marco Gonzalez and Ariel Miranda. We have, through our tribulations, picked up some depth and learned a lot about players. I also learned that we're largely inconsistent in our approach to the game. And I think a refocus on fundamental baseball is important for us. And, you know, whether that's running the bases, it's simple things, it's the small things you do during the course of a game that over 162 games start to add up to big things. And, you know, we just haven't done them very well this year. So for all of the trials and tribulations and the injuries and the pitchers that have come through in large numbers, the real story of our season is just it was our inability to stay consistent. And some of that we can push off on the fact that our starting pitching from day to day was largely unpredictable because of those injuries. But some of it was just a lack of attention to detail on all of our parts. And, you know, we're going to have to deal with that through the offseason and figure out how to solve that problem headed into next year. But I'm very confident in the talent level that we have on the team, at least the foundation to build with.
Jerry, since you mentioned the base running and, you know, seeing Gamble last night, it just seems like, I mean, a ground ball to short, you don't go to third there. And we've seen all kinds of examples of bad base running this year. What can the coaching staff do to get that change in the right direction?
Well, you know, the funny thing is Ben is generally one of our better base runners. So that has been a challenge for us all year long. And we have, over the last 3 years, believe it or not, our base running has improved, you know, metrically has improved by about 50%, which we went from horrific to just slightly better than bad. But we have a great deal of ground to make up in base running, and a lot of base running is just paying attention. It's the one thing in baseball that you don't need a real physical skill to be good at. You can be a below average runner and be a good base runner simply by being attentive. And, you know, we are constantly reminding the players, but to me it boils down to the one intensive practice time that we have in baseball is in spring training. The one thing that makes baseball very different from the other major sports is in the other major sports, you play one game and you probably have 4 to 6 practices for every one game you play. In baseball, you play 7 games and your practice time is 0. You know, you get roughly an hour and a half before the game to stretch out. And it's spring training is really the only time we can do that. So it makes next year's spring training pretty pivotal in really focusing on those small things, particularly the base running, because now we do have some athletes that can run, that can get around the bases and clearly we need to be more attentive to that.
Yeah, and Jerry, you know, you mentioned the coaching staff, or Jim did anyway, and but also I got to imagine your veterans are have got to be sort of on that with the younger guys as far as, you know, paying attention. I mean, I know how difficult it seems like it is, 162 games, but what about veteran leadership? What does that play into that role?
No, it does. The veterans have to get better at it too, and you know, that's not something that's it's not just a young player thing for us. It's an all player thing for us. We've just not done it well across the span of our roster, perhaps with the exception of Jerod Dyson, who has not played now in over a month, is the only player we had all year long that I would say was consistently attentive or aggressive on the bases. And you know, there are some that are going to be challenged by speed or lack thereof, but for the most part, it's one of those small details that if you're paying attention, you can be better at. And I trust the baseball acumen of Robinson Cano, of Kyle Seager, of Nelson Cruz, and you know, our growing group of veterans, Gene Segura. You know, these guys know what it's like to play, know what it's like to go from first to third, or when to advance on a ball, when not to. And we just haven't done it very well this year. And like so many things in sport, it's one of those things that if you're not doing it well, you start to press in the effort to do it better, and it makes it worse. And somehow we have to relax. We have to forget how bad we've been at it. Just start, clear the deck and zero base it and start over. And understand that there's some guys that are not going to be base stealers, but we should always be able to advance appropriately. And we should be able to minimize by a great deal the number of outs we're making on a base on the bases just by paying attention.
It's the Jerry DePoto Show. It's brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. And, Jerry, my last question to you might be a short one because I'm not sure if you can answer questions on Shohei Ohtani. Is that a guy you're allowed to address at all?
No.
Okay, that's what I thought. So it will, in fact, be
well, any chance you can bring him to Seattle, Jerry?
Yeah. I can't really answer any questions, but he's really good.
You were over there. Jerry, we always appreciate you taking the time to join us. We look forward to watching you guys close out. And here's hoping for a hot streak as you guys turn things upside down and make that run for the postseason berth.
Really appreciate it, fellas.